This is KPFK's Alan Minsky, and I want everybody out there listening to tune in to KPFK this Monday and tell all their families and friends to do so as well. I can say with the utmost confidence that this radio station is going to be the greatest radio station in the world on Monday, because we will be featuring more of Martin Luther King himself than any other radio station anywhere. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., all of our programming is going to be by and about Martin Luther King. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., 5 hours of uninterrupted speeches from the Pacifica Radio Archives by Dr. King himself. And the centerpiece of the day, featured in both hours of Democracy Now! And played in its entirety in the 5 p.m. hour, will be a 1964 speech delivered by Dr. King in London that has not been heard since the era in which it was delivered, because it was recently uncovered by the folks at the Pacifica Radio Archives. So that's all day Monday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on KPFK, the words and voice of Dr. Martin Luther King himself.
Hi, my name is Carmela. I'm a student at Los Angeles City College. When I want to be informed about latest current affairs, music, health, and spirituality programming, I tune into KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara. And when online, on kpfk.org.
This is KPFK, radio powered by the people, broadcasting to you from Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, 99.5 Ridgecrest and China Lake, and worldwide at kpfk.org. My name is Michael Barnes. This show is called Melting Pot. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. You can find us online at meltingpotblog.com and become a fan of the show at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Here in the second hour, we got a bunch more music for you, including something really, really nice from L.A. artist Buye Pongo, kind of paying tribute and kind of mixing their style with the sounds of Mularo Azteque on a very recent 7-inch, and also some not quite new, but sort of new music from Chain of the Gang, some brand new music from Sleater-Kinney a little bit later on. But I wanted to start this second hour with a modest tribute to somebody who quite a lot of us knew. It's kind of like a underground and just a character in the rock and roll scene, especially in Los Angeles. And that's Kim Fowley, who just passed away, I believe, at the age of 75. Never got quite the same kind of recognition as maybe others, but he really played an interesting hand and a variety of different things in L.A. in rock and roll circles, and wrote a ton of songs, recorded a bunch of music as well. And for me, the number one thing I'll always be thankful for Kim Fowley for doing is for more or less discovering Joan Jett and putting together The Runaways, and also writing this song along with her that you can find on their debut record from 1976. The name of the song is Cherry Bomb, written by Joan Jett and Kim Fowley, performed by The Runaways, and you're hearing it in tribute to Kim Fowley right here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot.
Girl, love you wild, girl, love you. summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad, you gotta take a trip into a world so glad, a world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass that never pass and pictures hanging upside down. Won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip, let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOP, TOP, top, it's a top. Hey, here we go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Start to climb some mountains. There you go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Let's close our eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah. Float. Because I'm swimming in beauty. It's all around. Let's take a trip. Climb from the ground. Whoa. Oh, yeah, let's take a trip. It's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head back.
Thank you. fantasies. Oh, the people kept chopping down all my finest trees, poisoning my oxygen, digging in my skin, taking more out of my girth than they'll ever put back in. I'm a hunger pain.
From the junkyard paradise, stuck in Vegas with my loaded dice. Looks like a vacant lot in tumbleweed. Gone and tried to succeed by that highway broken down. Exile on 4th Street, exile on 4th Street. I'm not a gambler, they call me the rambler. I'm just a scrambler, but you know I have this style. You know that I'm an exile on Frog Street. Exile on Frog Street. I'm not a toad, I'm not a toad.
Frog was waiting for his Princess Charming to come and kiss him on his frog lips. And then he turned into me.
Why?
Because I'm the Frog Prince.
Thank you.
That's music from Ariel Pink from his most recent record, Pom Pom, a record that actually features four or five songs that were written by Kim Foley and written essentially from what I guess we could call his deathbed. He'd been laid up for a while dealing with the effects of cancer, but was still writing songs and, as I mentioned, wrote a number of songs that ended up on Ariel Pink's most recent record, Exile on Frog Street, the name of that particular one. He also wrote a few songs for The Byrds, a bunch of other people, but the song you heard ahead of that was from The Byrds, Hungry Planet, the name of the song from the untitled record that they did in 1971. Around there. I've always loved just the imagery of that song, that essentially the planet has had it with humans screwing it up, and so it's deciding to unleash all these earthquakes, and it's essentially eating us as a hungry planet, only from the mind of Kim Foley. You heard himself in the set from 1965, the song The Trip, originally released on a 7-inch on the Corby record label. You can find it on a bunch of different compilations, including the Nuggets compilation, I believe. And we start things off with one of the maybe most iconic bands that Kim Foley worked with, The Runaways, featuring a bunch of 16-year-olds, one of them being Joan Jett. And Cherry Bomb, the name of the song Kim Foley and Joan Jett wrote together. And you know, it was featured on that debut record from 1976. And again, that set just in tribute to Kim Foley, who just recently passed away. A band that clearly was very influenced by The Runaways, as were a number of female bands, especially in the 80s and 90s. Sleater-Kinney finally got themselves back together. Going to be doing some shows around the country, maybe around the world, but here in Los Angeles, I think they come here in March. This record, No Cities to Love, is coming out pretty soon on Sub Pop. This is actually the title song you're going to hear right now from Sleater-Kinney on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
Cities, no cities to love. There are no cities, no cities to love. It's not the cities, it's the weather we love. Atomic tourist, a laughing surge of power. We'll be right back.
I wanna devitalize the air. I wanna devitalize just about everywhere.
Yeah. night, the stars are bright, but I know things just aren't quite right. I'm sad and blue. Oh, please, Mr. Moon, oh, won't you bring to me soon a love that's oh so true? Thank you.
Music from Joe Hicks at the end of the set there. I'm Going Home, part number one, the name of the song. I'm Just Like You, the name of the collection. This is something Light in the Attic put out last year, chronicling the period of time where Sly Stone was messing around with a variety of different sounds, some of which came out on his own record label, Stoneflower. And it's called I'm Just Like You, Sly Stoneflower, 1969 to 1970. Once again, that song from Joe Hicks, I'm Going Home, Part 1, the very Sly and the Family Stone kind of sound. Yvonne Carroll, ahead of that, originally from a 7-inch on the Challenge record label in 1965. The song is Mr. Loverman, and you can find that on the Girl Group Sounds, Lost and Found, One Kiss Can Lead to Another collection Rhino put out a few years ago. Honks and His Punks, originally out of Oakland, but now based out here in Los Angeles, at least Hunks is. Too Young to Be in Love, the name of the record, and Lover's Lane, the name of the song. We had music from Ian Savonius and his group Chain and the Gang, what seems to be an anti-gentrification song called Devitalize, from a record that totally slipped into and under the cracks, Minimum Rock and Roll, released last year on his album record label, Radical Elite. He was just in town playing a show at Part-Time Punk's Punky Reggae over at La Cita. And you'll probably hear a lot of that record since I missed playing it in 2014. Start things off with Sleater-Kinney, another record you'll hear a lot of here in 2015. Just about to be released, No Cities to Love, first record in about 10 years. And you heard a title track from it. In the background is DJ Lengua. Cumbia Square is the name of the song. It comes from his first 12-inch. And he's somebody who's been based here in Los Angeles for a while, doing a lot of things with the Mas Exodus crew. And it seems he's going to New York. Put down one of the best guest DJ sets on this show in our very early days in 2010-ish. Well worth looking for. MeltingPotBlog.com in the archives. And hopefully we'll have new music from him, though. He's been doing a lot of art kind of stuff, but hopefully we'll have more from DJ Lengua, and good luck in New York. I'm going to start this next set off with brand new music from LA artist Buye Pongo. They just put out, I think just had a release party for 7-inch they've released on Soul Fiesta Records. And the flip side of this 7-inch is this track, Mulatu Para Ti, which is all kinds of good. Buye Pongo here for you on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
Thank you.
So a slightly abbreviated version of that song, it actually goes on for a bit more, from the Sons and Daughters of Light, which I'm pretty sure were based out of the Bay Area. I've always thought of that as a Bay Area record, at least. Let the Sun Shine In, originally self-released private press, but also reissued by Ubiquity a few years ago. The Real Thing, the name of the song. Jungle Fire in the set from the record Tropicoso by Request. Snake Pit, the name of the tune. And we also had music from Mulatto Azteque, Mulatto, self-titled song from a collection of his stuff, New York, Addis, and London, The Story of Ethio Jazz. And before that, you heard a different version by the LA group Buyapongo, Mulatu Para Ti, kind of their version of that song. It was interesting kind of having them back to back and hear the differences. Hope you enjoyed that. Really great music, and new 45 from Buyapongo. Hopefully we'll have even more music from them later in the year. All right, that's all I got for you this week. Next week, it's the end of the month, so we're all on vinyl. And we'll see where the spirit takes me then. Folk Scene's up next. Y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.